Hi, everyone. This is Reynolds Chapman from Durham Cares. Thank you so much for listening to Advent in Durham. We're going to get to this day's reflection in just a moment, but first I wanted to take a minute to tell you about our year-end fundraising campaign. We are raising all our support for next year, and we have about $30,000 more to raise in these last few days of 2023. It's your support that allows us to make resources like Advent in Durham, to cast the vision, to collaborate with so many wonderful contributors, and to produce it in all these formats. And this is just one small sliver of all that we do at Durham Cares. So please continue to pray for our work, and if you're able, please make a gift at www.durhamcares.org. Thank you.
Welcome to Who Is My Neighbor, a podcast about what it looks like to love your neighbor. In season 4, we are sharing reflections from this year's Advent devotional, Advent in Durham, Watching for Your Dawn.
Today is the 20th day of Advent.
As we enter this season of Advent, we find ourselves reflecting on the profound message of hope that emanates from the story of Jesus' birth. This hope not only is a historic event, but a living reality that calls us to action in the present. We are no strangers to challenges in our city of Durham, North Carolina, filled with a rich legacy and diverse community. The issues of affordable housing looms large, leaving many of our residents struggling to find a place to call home. As we await the election of new leaders in our city, we recognize the crucial need for prayer, especially for our new mayor and city council members, that they may have wisdom and compassion as they make decisions that impact the lives of Durham residents. Recently, I had the privilege of serving residents in the East Durham community during our church's annual Back to School Community Day. Thanks to the ongoing support of several community partners and sponsors, such as Durham Cares, our church provided food, backpacks, and school supplies to nearly 300 children and families. This experience reminded me of our city's immense need and our people's resilience. Durham has a rich legacy, including the descendants of enslaved persons at Stagville Plantation, the economic breakthroughs of Durham's Black Wall Street, the devastation of the historic Hayti community, and the ongoing impact of urban renewal and gentrification. The effect of this legacy warrants the inclusion of its historic residents in the city's economic progress. In the face of these challenges, we remember the words of Jesus in Matthew 25 and 40, where he says, "And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, in as much as ye have done unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me." Jesus calls us to love and serve our neighbors, especially those who are marginalized and in need. As we journey through Advent, may we be inspired by Jesus' message of love and compassion. Remember his commandment in Mark 12:31, "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." This principle embodies the mission of Durham Cares, challenging us to see beyond our differences and divisions and work together as a unified city. Durham Cares provides excellent examples of this cooperative effort through its ongoing commitment to church mobilization, with programs such as the East Durham Vital Worship Movement, sponsored by the Calvin Institute grant, and its Church in the Streets Sunday services. In this season of Advent, may we hold on to hope, acknowledge the challenges we face, and recognize our people's resilience throughout history. Let us strive for a city where all residents have access to affordable housing, economic progress does not exclude anyone, and love and compassion guide our actions towards one another. Let us pray for our city's leadership that they govern with justice and prioritize the needs of all residents, especially the marginalized. Let us unite across racial and socioeconomic lines and work towards a future where love, justice, and hope shape Durham's narrative. As we prepare for the birth of Christ, may we be instruments of God's love, bringing hope and transformation to our beloved city of Durham. May God bless you abundantly in this Advent season and always.
The Who Is My Neighbor podcast is a production of Durham Cares, a nonprofit that mobilizes Durham residents to love their neighbors. Learn more at www.durhamcares.org.